Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May the 16th, 2026. As always, I am deeply, deeply moved by anyone who listens to me. I really am. I find it amazing, frankly speaking, that anyone would take the time to listen. And so when I get these emails from people from the Midwest and all over, I'm very, very surprised. I really am. And I want to thank all of you for listening. And I want to take a moment just to tell you of my gratitude for that. I find it fascinating that there is this. I don't always get, and I'm sure you're probably wondering or thinking, does he always get good questions? I get some very, very good questions, and then I get some that are more, shall we say, demeaning. They don't understand what I'm trying to say to them, and maybe it's just me. I'm just not accurate enough and don't have the mental acuity to be able to accentuate what I'm trying to do. And today is one of those emails I thought I would deal with. This person, let me see what, yes, his name is Lawrence. He lives in, where is this? He just says in the East, and that's okay. You don't have to tell me where you live if you don't want to. I'm just curious. That's all. It's nothing more than curiosity. And he asked this question. Now listen, why do you teach what very few people care about? You talk about such things as the Tao and Buddha. We're a Christian nation, and we should only be talking about Christian things. Why do you do what you do, he says. And then he goes into some other unkind words about it. I'm going to leave them out. And Lawrence, I have so many things to say to you that probably would not make any real difference in your life. In fact, to be honest with you, I don't think anything I am teaching makes any difference in anyone. I really don't. I don't think we're a nation of people who want to transcend or understand the nature of their life. We're just not into that at all. And I don't think anything I really purport to you through commentaries, which you don't know anything about, which I write, as well as my TV programs, I really think that it has a lot to do with the temperament of people in the Kali Yuga stage, which we are in, which means we're in a very tough stage in this world that we've brought on ourselves through the collective. There are many things that people will talk about, right, wrong, good, bad, basically. They'll use the Bible or they'll use some form of authority, written authority by something, and usually it is the Bible. And they like to talk about what is moral and right while they are criticizing me, people like me, who just do not buy into any of that. We understand the metaphors of the Bible. We understand the metaphysics even of the Bible, but we don't get involved in the silliness of who's right, who's wrong, who's good, who's bad, and what we should do and all of that. I speak of things that have to do with the state of consciousness, not the things that have to do with politics and religion. You put politics, religion, and morality in there, and you lose the flavor of a person's life. And we are not here as politicians and as religious people. I know you think we are, but we're really not. And there are a few people out there in podland, as I call it, who understand what I'm trying to do, but find it difficult to do it. And therefore, they think if it's difficult and it doesn't come by the precepts and concepts of conventional thinking, the pedestrian mentality just can't understand it. And I get that. I do understand that. But there needs to be someone out there in this world who is telling things that people either don't know or suspect or maybe want to know that might help them. I'm not here to build a crowd of people around me. I'm not. In fact, I shun that very deeply. What I'm here for is to offer you the alternative to conventional thinking, conventional living. And if you're happy in your conventional living and in your conventional thinking, then that's fine and dandy. I don't want to change you. I'm not here to tell you what you should and should not think or believe or any of that. That's not my modality. My modality is to offer you the alternative. That's all. And if you are intelligent, you will understand it. If you are smart, you might criticize it. You might find every way to criticize it. I am not the lone person on this. There have been many, many, many people before me that spoke as I do, and maybe even spoke better than I do, I'm sure. And they understand the responsibility of what it means, as I do, to offer the truth that will set you free, not the facts or the beliefs that will cripple you into religion and philosophy. So that's why I do it. And I understand I must sound like the man from Mars. I get it. I totally understand it. And my ways are not conventional. I do very unconventional things to get my message over that is unconventional. And if you're willing to hear that message, then you're of the ilk to work upon yourself a little bit or to understand and feel, shall we say, blessed by what I offer. But if you do not have the ilk, if you're a looky-loo, if you're looking for safety, if you're looking for right over wrong, if you're looking for things that are familiar to your mentality, you won't find that with me at all. That's not what I do. That's not what I'm about. So, you know, there are many voices, Lawrence, in this world, and mine is one, just a very small voice. I try to stay in the corner. I know my lane, and I stay there. I don't try to branch out and become famous or well, I am infamous, but but I am not famous, and I never will be. I don't seek that. There was a time in my life where my effort was to spread the word of liberation, of transformation, and I realized that I am obsolete, and I really do realize it. So I only speak and work with people who are of the means of the way, and that's this, as far as I go. And if you're of that ilk, good. Then maybe you and I can work with each other. If you're not of that ilk, which 99 and 9/10 of the people in this world aren't anymore, at least not in this country, then you will think what I am teaching is crazy or not for you. And it may not be for you. It probably isn't from what I gather in your email. But that's okay. There's, you know, everybody's got to do what they got to do until they can't do what they got to do anymore. And that's just the way it works. So I hope that helps you understand me a little bit. I'm not here to convert you. I'm not here to change you. I'm here to offer you an alternative to the way you're living your life. And if you understand that, well, then I'm not a threat. But if you don't understand that, then I'm an annoyance. And I ask you to forgive me. That's why at the end of everything I do, I say, please forgive me. And I'm saying it again to you, Lawrence. Thank you for your question. And again, please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air tomorrow.